From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. Up next, Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us. Let's set another record with Doc. Go to the website, slam it now, CriticalHealthNews.com. There's a toll-free number to call for assistance. If you can't take notes with what Doc tells us, call 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, Dr. Joel Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Doc Wallach from Critical Health News with us. We'll take calls with Doc next to half of the hour and then the entire hour next hour. So get ready to make your calls talking about your health, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that toll-free number to call for assistance. They've got a whole group of staff there just taking notes, 1-855-949-7234. And, of course, Doc Wallach heads up criticalhealthnews.com. One of our sponsors of the program. They've been with us for years, and Doc has helped so many people. Doc, I can't tell you how many emails I've received from people who need information or who want to thank you. It's I've never seen it this busy in a long time. You must be getting it wherever you go.
Wherever we go, and people need help, and they're asking for help, and you are the greatest, George, for getting the information out, and we cannot thank you enough for making sure that all Americans and people around the world have access to information. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. You're going to get a lot of calls tonight from people who have eye issues and things like that, so we'll see what we can do to help them. There's a story that broke yesterday that they're recommending, because of COVID-19, that dogs and cats be vaccinated because of COVID-19. And I was a little puzzled with that story. I mean, are they saying that dogs and cats are carriers of COVID and pass it on to us? What are they trying to say with that?
Well, you know, veterinarians are kind of like...
And you're a veterinarian.
Yeah, well, I'm a veterinarian. I'm a physician.
Yep.
I have a degree in pathology, and I have a degree in agriculture. I have 3 doctorates and 4 degrees.
Jeez, you went to school all your life.
My whole life been to school. I'm still going to school. But so, at any rate, basically, pets are involved, but a different way than vaccination. Okay. All right, now let's go back to, say, October of 2019, when Fauci comes along and he says, look, this pandemic virus thing is a nothing. Just wash your hands, put a mask on, separate 6 feet, and everything will be fine. Well, following his suggestions, we have 25 million infections and 424,000 dead.
Yep.
We have 24,000 more dead in this 1 year from this pandemic than all the wars since the Civil War forward here in Arlington Cemetery.
Jesus.
Okay, and so I hold Fauci responsible for 25 million infections and 424,000 dead, okay? Because he only gave 3% of the information he should have given out. He didn't tell people to take care of their immune systems, to do certain things, which we're going to go into right now, if I may.
All right, but don't forget these animal things. I'm concerned.
Well, I'm going to get there.
Okay.
I'm going to get there. Okay. Well, there's 4 things involved in your immune system. Number one is absorption. You got to be able to absorb the nutrients to make your immune system happy. And if you're eating gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, the villi in your small intestines go dead, not light on, light off, but drip, drip, drip over time. The clue was, George, when Fauci said, you know, when 3-year-olds get the pandemic, they're sick with mild cold symptoms for 3 or 4 days, they get a raise in body temperature, can't even call it a fever. They go from 98.6 to 99. And after 3 or 4 days, they're perfectly normal. And they have antibodies against the pandemic. When a 63-year-old, a 73-year-old, or an 83-year-old get it, they're sick. They go to the hospital. They have to be on a ventilator for a month or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6. And if they live, they come out, many are permanently damaged. Well, what went on there? Well, they've been eating gluten for 40, 50, 60, 70 years. Their intestines are dead, and their absorption rate's down to 2% instead of 98% like a 3-year-old. Okay. Now, here's where the pets come in. Dog food and cat food, as this previous advertisement had on, oftentimes will have gluten in them. Wheat, barley, rye, oats, especially the dry stuff.
Hmm.
Okay. And so there's cross-contamination. When you dump the gluten-containing dog food into the bowl and you inhale the dust and all that kind of stuff, and it slowly kills your intestinal lining. Number two is you need all 90 essential nutrients to make your immune system happy. You need 60, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And you have to appreciate, George, until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, when Thomas Edison and Jonathan Leibs pulled the switch on the first electric generating plant, the entire world used wood ashes as their mineral supply.
Right.
Put in their gardens, they put in their food. But once we went to electricity, everybody gave up wood as fuel in their stoves and furnaces and fireplaces and fire pits. And doctors didn't say, well, you got to replace your source of minerals here with supplements. If somebody asked the doctor, shouldn't I be taking some supplements? Nah, just eat well, you get everything you need. Well, that'd be like saying, don't put any oil in your car, you're just wasting your money. Just put dirt from Texas or Oklahoma in there, there's bound to be some oil in it. One insane person would run out of there screaming. When a doctor says that, oh, come on, now, just eat well and get everything you need. Now, let's keep going real quickly. So I started looking at, is this a uniform thing? And I dialed up the World Health Organization and talked to them. I said, is everybody dying at the same rate? No. Okay. Let's look at a country here. It's a very homogenous country, India. They have 10 million infections, 153,000 dead. They have 1.4 billion people like the Chinese. The Chinese only have 89,000 infections and 4,000 dead. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, it turns out...
Where it originated, for crying out
right.
loud.
That's right. And so I spent three nights all night living on my Rebound sports drink, going through all the records from India in the World Health Organization's files online. Okay, and here's what I found out. 95% of their deaths occur in the top nine states. They have 29 states and seven territories. In the northern nine states, they have 95% of the deaths and 86% of the infections. The southern 20 states and seven territories have 5% of the deaths and 14% of the infections. What's going on there? They're homogenous people. They're all the same. And so what's going on here? Well, what happens is in the northern nine states, they live on wheat, barley, and oats, and in the southern two-thirds, where they have only 5% of the infections and 5% of the deaths and 14% of the infections, they live on rice and sweet potatoes, no gluten. So let's take a couple of quick checks here. Let's look at Hong Kong and Arizona. They both have the same number of people, 7.5 million. Hong Kong has 10,000 infections and 170 dead. Arizona has 727,000 infections and 12,000 dead. That's because Arizona is 40% Native Americans, indigenous peoples, blacks, and Hispanics, Latinos, all of which eat gluten. Hong Kong lives on rice, no gluten. Let's look at the UK with 67 million people and Thailand with 67 million people. Thailand has 13,000 infections and 75 dead. UK has 3.6 million infections and 98,000 dead. Let's look at Hawaii versus Okinawa, which is one of the five blue zones.
Mm-hmm.
It was published in, 2005, cover article in National Geographic. Hawaii has 25,000 infections and 342 dead. Okinawa has 5,000 infections, one-fifth, and 84 dead. Let's look at a couple more here. The Ojibwe Indians from Minnesota, they've been eating wild rice for 400 years since 1600. They have 27 infections and zero dead. The Navajo have about the same population, 331,000. In Arizona, they have 838 dead and 24,000 infections. If I may, I'll give you one more here, and I think you'll have the idea. Let's look at Nigeria and Brazil. Or would you rather have Mexico and Japan or Nigeria and Brazil?
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Let's go with Nigeria and Brazil. They both have about 207 million people. Brazil has 8.8 million infections and 217,000 dead. Nigeria has 1,000 dead versus 217,000 dead. They have 103,000 infections versus 8 million. What's the difference? Well, Nigeria lives on rice and beans and corn and squash And Brazil lives on nothing but wheat, barley, and oats. So what's happening here, okay, is that, George, the people who eat gluten, their intestines, their villi go away over time. They cannot absorb nutrients, and so their bone marrow doesn't get enough nutrients to make white blood cells, which go through the bloodstream to go and kill and eat the viruses, and they can't make stem cells to make antibodies or red blood cells and platelets.
Well, that's dramatic, though, that these Asian nations are so low with COVID cases.
Right, because their intestines are healthy.
All right, hold on for a second, Doc. We're coming up on a break, but I did want you to answer that question about animals and vaccines and why they want to vaccine these animals. So we'll hit that when we come right back after this quick break. The website, folks, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, the toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. We'll begin taking your calls next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach. We're going to take your calls this half and next hour as well. CriticalHealthNews.com, that's the website to go to. Slam it. We almost set a record, but we haven't done it yet, so keep going. The webmaster just sent me a little email, and he said, we're getting close. CriticalHealthNews.com, and the toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. Doc, I'm getting lots of emails about the vaccines. I guess we hit a nerve on vaccines and pets. Emily from Albuquerque asks the same question. Why do I have to get my dog or cat vaccinated against COVID? What's going on with that?
Okay, well, there's a couple of reasons why doctors think of that and why veterinarians think of that. Well, veterinarians are like everybody else. You know, they have kids in college and they need tuition money, so you know, they'll get you going that direction. But also, they're concerned about pets being vectors. In other words, they run outside and somebody pets them who's got the pandemic virus, and then they bring it in the house and give it to you. Okay, that's a possibility. And so you have to appreciate, again, kids get it, and they're just sick with a common cold-like symptoms for 3 days. And so when the kids get the vaccinations, they're going to be like dogs and cats. They're going to get the predicted results, high antibody count. They're going to do really well with the vaccinations. They're going to fend off the bug. When people who are 35 to 55, middle-aged, and 55 to 75, 80, seniors, they're going to have a widely differing result of the vaccination. The ones who live like an Asian and live on rice and beans and maize and corn and squash and vegetables and seaweed, they're going to do very well because their intestines are still good at being able to absorb nutrients. Whereas if they're eating like Italians or Latinos, or if they're eating like people who, black people, Native Americans, indigenous people who live on wheat, barley, rye, and oats, they are going to have a very bad result from the vaccination because they can't absorb nutrients. And the vaccination doesn't kill viruses. Vaccinations just sensitize your body to the DNA, RNA, and proteins of the viruses, bacteria, or fungus. And your immune system responds to it when the bug hits you. Well, the immune system can't work if it's not getting the nutrients, if your intestines are dead because you've been eating gluten and you're not supplementing with the 90, you know, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. You get right now you want the biggest hammer in the toolbox because of all this pandemic stuff going around. And so, you know, I tell people because they ask me, I must get 1,000 questions a month about vaccination. People have been asking me for this for a year for their pets and their kids. And
right, right.
I say, look, the vaccination may or may not kill you. Okay, some of them are good about that, some of them aren't. But if you're over 50 years of age, you're going to have a highly variable result, whereas if your kids who are 3, 5, 8, 10, 12, 15, they're going to get a predictable amount. And that's because you're not able to absorb nutrients because you've been eating gluten all your life. Wheaties for breakfast, oatmeal for breakfast, pancakes, waffles, you know, spaghetti factory 3 nights a week, flour tortillas at Taco Bell and so on. Wheat, wheat, wheat. Your intestines are dead. You're not supplementing. You're at high risk for the pandemic virus. Even if you get the vaccine, your bone marrow cannot defend you. And, George, you know of people who go in once a month for a B12 or iron shot. You know people who get bone marrow transplants because their bone marrow is dead because they've been eating gluten all their life and not supplementing.
Well, and I've noticed the stores are starting to market gluten-free all over their stores. What is gluten-free actually, Doc? How do they make something gluten-free?
Well, they have to avoid the use of wheat, barley, rye, and oats. So some people say there's a gluten-free oat. There are no gluten-free oats. Gluten-free oats have 20% of the gluten that wheat has. It'll still kill you. It's like, what's the difference between shooting yourself in the head with a 25 caliber bullet and a 45 caliber bullet? Just a mess. You're still going to die. So you might live 2 years longer if you're eating oatmeal for breakfast than if you're eating Wheaties for breakfast, because, you know, it only has 20% of the gluten, so it takes a little longer for that gluten to destroy your intestines. And if you're not supplementing with the 90 so that your bone marrow can make white blood cells, the T lymphocytes to go kill and eat the viruses, you can't make stem cells to make antibodies to go kill the viruses, you can't make red blood cells and platelets so you bleed to death, and you have to do all four. Get the vaccinations if you want to. You don't have to, but get the vaccinations if you want to. But certainly you have to avoid the gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. You have to supplement with the 90, and then your bone marrow will be able to respond properly.
Okay, now you just said something that I've asked a lot of virologists about, because to me it's very confusing, because they say that the viruses are not alive, and you've just said kill the viruses.
I've
heard people say that. You have a different thought on that, don't you?
Yes. And no, viruses are alive, and they get nutrition by absorbing it through their skin, if you will, through their outer membranes. They don't have a heart and a gastrointestinal tract and livers and kidneys and things like that. And that's why doctors say they're not alive. Oh, they're alive. Okay. They reproduce.
That's what I thought. They'd have to be alive or they wouldn't be able to do what they do.
They can't reproduce if they're not alive. And so anybody who says they're not alive, you want to say, well, I'm a doctor, I'm going to excuse myself. Send me my last bill because you ain't going to see me again because you're very stupid.
Let's take some calls.
Okay.
And we'll continue next hour as well. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Very quickly, should you or should you not get your cat or dog vaccinated from COVID-19?
Well, again, it's up to you. It's one of those things where the number of kids under the age of 1 year of age who die of the pandemic virus is like 34 in America. Okay?
It happens, but not a lot.
Yeah, well, it happens in kids who have asthma and bronchitis and eczema and irritable bowel syndrome because they're eating gluten. Right now, there's a brand new thing going on here, which deals with this, is what you're asking. And this is the multi-inflammatory syndrome, -C, children. And 1,600 cases have been diagnosed where they have multi-organ failures. They're all under 10 years of age, and 75% are Latinos. Well, why are 75% Latinos? That's because they're living on flour tortillas, spaghetti, wheat bread, right? And their intestines are dead, and they're not supplementing, and that's why they have these multi-organ failures. And when they test the dead body, they say, "Oh, they got the pandemic virus antibodies. That means the virus killed them." No, they were alive, but they died from these multi-organ failures because they didn't have enough nutrition to keep their liver and their heart alive.
Can't you get the CDC to look at this?
Well, I actually wrote two books on it and CDs. It's called Hell's Kitchen. The CD came out in 2003 when the MERS, the SARS, COVID-2,
right,
H1N1 came out, and the book came out in 2005. We've sold millions of them because it goes into when the electricity came, people stopped using wood ashes, and, you know, why did we have 657,000 people die of the Spanish flu in 1918? And it's because of the electricity and no more wood ashes, nobody had any immunity. And suddenly now things that we could fend off as kids, suddenly now we're killing everybody.
Why did SARS seem to go away so quickly once it started?
Well, it was mainly in kids, and they had a vaccine for it. And it worked because it was mainly in kids. Because remember, kids, they've only been eating gluten for 5, 8, 10 years. They still have 50 to 75% of their intestine left, so they could absorb nutrients. And kids tend to get kids' vitamins until they start eating adult foods. So they're getting supplemental vitamins where you take the average lifespan of a trauma medical doctor is 57 in the United States. Why is that? Because they live on wheat, barley, rye, and oats. They drink a couple of beers or a shot of whiskey before they go to bed. And they don't take any vitamins and minerals.
Let's take some calls. Marcel's with us in Ontario, Canada. Thanks for calling, Marcel. Go ahead.
Thanks very much, George. I'd like to throw out two things at the doctor and get his reaction to it.
Okay.
First of all, one of your other guests that comes on your show, his name is, I think it's Jeffrey Smith. He's the GMO Monsanto guy.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he suspects that instead of gluten being the big problem, he thinks it's glyphosate, which is an industrial pipe cleaner that they spray on the wheat and the barley, oats, and all that, which completely destroys your intestines, killing all the good bacteria. That's the first thing I want to get his reaction to. And the other thing is if the doctor's ever heard of moringa powder, which is supposed to be the most nutritious plant in the world, and it has by itself almost all the 90 essential nutrients, vitamins, minerals, etc.
Okay, moringa powder. You ever hear of that, Doc? I haven't.
Yeah, well, moringa powder, but see, you can't guarantee that the moringa plant has all the 90 essential nutrients in it because plants cannot make minerals. Plants only need three. And so it'll grow in a place where it only has three minerals in it, and so anybody who claims that their moringa plants have all 90 essential nutrients is a liar. You want to flee from them because you can't guarantee that. Because plants cannot make minerals, and nutritional minerals occur in veins like gold and silver. They do not occur in a uniform blank around the crust of the earth, so that's a crapola sentence, okay? And then the other piece, I apologize, what was the first one?
And the other one, it was the glyphosate that they spray on plants and stuff.
Yeah, well, again,
that could be contributing to stuff.
Anything can be contributing against inflammation, which is bad because if you get any inflammation in your intestines, those villi die and your absorption efficiency goes down. But again, you're talking about there's places on Earth which don't have those things, but they eat a lot of wheat. You know, for instance, again, let's check Mexico versus Japan. They both have 128 million people. Mexico has 1.7 million infections and 149,000 dead. Japan has 364,000 infections and 5,000 dead.
Jeez, what a dramatic difference.
Well, Japan lives on the Three Sisters, which is maize, corn.
Well, and it's not that COVID isn't there. It's just that the people are fighting it off. I mean,
their intestines are not dead because they're not eating gluten.
I want to use myself as an example.
Okay.
And knock on wood, and I hope to God this stays the way it's been, the way I've been doing it. But for a year, I'm sure, Doc, I've been in front of people who have had COVID. I go on planes like you do.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some people that have worked at restaurants who are when restaurants were really open, who are gone for 2 weeks and then they come back and I said, "Hey, where'd you go?" And they said, "Well, I had COVID," and the guy was standing like 2 feet away from me and stuff like that.
Breathing on you, yeah.
I don't have COVID. I'm doing something right, as you know. I supplement, I do all the things I have to. Is that what they're doing, too, in some of these Asian countries where they must be doing something right?
Well,
because COVID is there. They're just not getting it.
Well, here's where they're getting their supplements. The ones who aren't taking our stuff, they've been eating algae and plankton and seaweed for thousands of years. Okay, just like let's look at the Ojibwe Indians in Minnesota. They only have 27 infections and zero dead. Okay, and Minnesota has 455,000 infections and 6,000 dead. So why do the Ojibwe Indians in Minnesota only have 27 infections?
It's all got to be your immune system. That's
they
what it's got to come to.
They live on nothing but rice for 400 years. They started eating the wild rice.
Now, does rice have any gluten in it at all?
No, zero. Rice has no gluten. So if you live like an Asian, take your 90 essential nutrients from longevity, you'll survive.
Or at least fight this off, huh?
Well, fighting it off, you'll survive.
Well, you sure will. You sure will. Next up, Sandy's in Toledo, Ohio. Hi, Sandy. Let's get you in here.
Oh, it's Stanley.
Oh, Stanley. Oh, yeah. I got to put my reading glasses on.
Yeah. Hey, where can you buy rice that has not been contaminated with pesticide or wild rice that hasn't not been?
Yeah, can you buy organic rice stock?
You can buy organic wild rice. The Ojibwe Indians in Minnesota sell it. They've been selling it for 400 years, okay? And people always want to say, why don't you switch over to wheat like everybody else? They say, you're crazy. You know, we're amongst the longest-lived people on Earth, and you know, you compare the Ojibwe's with the Navajos in Arizona, who just live on nothing but wheat, barley, rye, and oats. The Navajos have 25,000 infections and almost 1,000 dead, and the Ojibwe's, same population, have 27 infections and zero dead. I'm going with the way the Ojibwe's eat.
That's the smart way to do it. Let's go to first-time caller Rick in San Diego. Welcome to the program, Rick.
Hello. So nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
My guys. Walking down the steps, I heard a crack. And since then, I have a puffy leg and ankle.
Okay. How old are you, sir?
I'm 70 years old.
Okay. How tall are you? How much do you weigh?
I'm 6'1", and I'm 220 pounds.
Okay. Do you have any other issues, any skin issues, any eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or irritable bowel syndrome, or diverticulitis, or anything like that?
No, I'm good.
Okay. One more question. Do you have any ringing in your ears or dizziness?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
You're good there. Okay.
Sounds like
Here's
he popped something, Doc, huh?
Okay. What I want you to do, at your age, you know, the odds are you have some osteoporosis somewhere, no matter how well you're eating. And so I want you to get rid of all the bad foods so you can maximize your absorption. Okay? Because you're getting in that age, you're going to be more susceptible to getting infections with the pandemic virus. So no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, barley, rye, and oats, no sugar. And then I want you to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. Get our MSM, get two bottles of that, so you can take three of those with each meal. They will help you rebuild cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue in your joints, your knee, your neck, your back, your vertebrae, and your disc between your vertebrae. And do that, and then, you know, call us in 2 weeks again, or a month when I come back on, and give us a report, because guess what? You're going to have a great story, and you have what many, many people run into, and their doctors say, well, let's give you a knee replacement. Insurance will pay for it. Oh, okay, $50,000 there.
And, Rick, here's that phone number to call. People are taking notes to what Doc just told you in case you missed it. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Just remember it like that. CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website. Back in a moment. Another hour to go with Doc Wallach and your phone calls.